My name is Susan Huyenga. I work for the Media Digitization and Preservation Initiative at Indiana University. And before that, I worked on the Sound Directions Project, working with field recordings. I still work with field recordings. And so I'm very excited to be chairing the session on field work. Our first presenter is Carrie Janelle, who will be talking about Donald Lee Nelson, the last field worker. Carrie Janelle has been presenting topics on a wide array of music topics at ARS conferences since 2002. He is a Grammy nominee, winner of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Award, and is a five-time winner of the ARSC Award for Excellence. He has written 8 books, including his most recent efforts, biographies on jazz greats Cannonball Adderley, Billy Eckstein, and Herbie Mann. His talk on folklorist Donald Lee Nelson expands upon his research on Mr. Nelson's association with the Jazzman Record Shop, chronicled in Carrie's book, Hot Jazz for Sale. Please welcome Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My friend Donald Lee Nelson, who passed away last June, at the age of 71, was, simply put, a man from another era. In fact, considering his aversion to modern technology, he would have been delighted to have been born 50 years earlier, when life was simpler and communication was restricted to the telephone, the printed word, and talking directly to one another. Though he lived in the computer age, into the computer age, Nelson never owned one and wasn't interested in owning one. I met Nelson at the Jazzman Record Shop, a gathering place where on Saturdays, record collectors would show up with boxes of their own 78s to share on the store's turntable. Rain or shine, whether it was freezing cold or burning hot outside, Nelson, an inveterate collector of hillbilly music, always showed up wearing a hand-tailored 3-piece wool suit. Even while sweating in the oppressive, unair-conditioned back room of the shop, Nelson stayed jovial and claimed to be just fine, never even loosening his tie. He was a courtly, self-styled Southern gentleman, polite to all, jolly, and generous to a fault, and always eager to tell stories about his latest acquisitions. Nelson was fascinated by crimes, criminals, and scoundrels as celebrated in country music. One subject that he was well-versed on was the 1935 assassination of Louisiana Senator Huey P. Long, who he fancied as somewhat of a personal hero. He introduced me to recordings made about Long, including this one by City Billy songwriter Bob Miller, recorded only days after Long's assassination. When he showed me his favorite photograph of himself, I remarked as to how much he resembled the notorious Kingfish, a comment that Nelson received with great glee and self-satisfaction. As a young, fledgling collector of country music myself, I became fascinated by this congenial, oddly anachronistic gentleman. He introduced me to many recordings by country artists with strange-sounding names, like DaCosta Waltz and his Southern Broadcasters, Wilmer Watts and his Lonely Eagles, and Red Patterson's Piedmont Log Rollers, and taught me fascinating details about some of the actual historical events documented by these performers, such as the 1925 death of Kentucky cave explorer Floyd Collins, the case of Charlie Lawson, who murdered his wife and 6 children before turning the gun on himself, the Ohio prison fire of 1930, and the 1928 sinking of the steamship Vestris. Nelson taught me that there were fascinating stories behind the song titles on the record labels I was just starting to collect, and that all you need is curiosity to start figuring out where those stories were hidden. As a record collector, Nelson had one of the finest collections of pre-war, old-time, hillbilly, and Cajun 78s in the world. Like many of us, Nelson's passion for music did not rest with just the acquisition of 78s. He had an insatiable curiosity about the men and women who made the recordings, as well as the stories they sang about. Between 1972 and 1974, he published 12 articles in the JEMF Quarterly about his findings, research gathered during regular field trips into Appalachia, Texas, and the Deep South. when he went on his annual jaunts, usually in the heat of the summer, with his three-piece suit, he brought along no recording devices, just a road map and a yellow legal pad to take notes on. He interviewed family members, scoured old newspaper microfilm in libraries, queried census records and vital statistics, corresponded by hand with his informants, tromped around desolate remote graveyards, and visited small-town city halls to find out biographical information relating to artists from his collection. When I started conducting my own fieldwork on early Western swing performers in the late 1970s, Nelson was very helpful, showing me the most authoritative ways of seeking out information. One summer, these efforts paid off when I located the resting place of Louisiana Western swing pioneer Leon Chapelier, who was buried in an overgrown, somewhat spooky cemetery outside of Shreveport. Although his curiosity remained sharp, Nelson's precarious health prevented him from making his expeditions after the mid-1980s. After the Jazzman record shop closed down for good in 1984, he hosted informal get-togethers at his home in Westwood, California, cooking sumptuous southern meals for his guests and happily playing his favorite 78s in his record room. Unfortunately, the monthly parties did not last long. His health declined shortly after that, resulting in his forced retirement that required him to sell off most of his collection. He spent his final years in an assisted living facility. To pay tribute to this unsung chronicler of American hillbilly music, I assembled a montage of images from Donald Lee Nelson's research materials, which were given to me after his remaining possessions were disposed of. Welcome to the world of Donald Lee Nelson.
I can't eat, I can't talk, been drinking mean cake, Lord, now I can't walk. Ain't got nothing now to lose, thought I'm a jake-walking papa with a jake-walk blues. Listen here, Papa, can't you see? You can't drink Jake and get along with me. You're Jake walking, Papa, with a Jake walk blues. I'm a red hot mama that you can't afford to lose.
Unsolicited advertisement.
I was speeding on a train that would bring me back again to my sweetheart who was waiting there for me. It had been but a few short years since I kissed away her tears as I left her at my dear old mother's side. Each day we've been apart, she grew nearer to my heart. Then the night I asked of her to be my bride, I could hear those darky singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of Canaan, my old home that I could see. When the moon rose in its glory, then I told my sweetest story to the girl I love in sunny Tennessee.
How do you feel, Clint?
You like a jug of molasses.
How's that?
All down but not stuck up.
Well, that's great, boy. Say, what do you want to do, Clint? You want to talk about women, get drunk, or you want to play some music?
I'm going to play the Houston Slide.
That's fine.
Thank you. Thank you.